Heidi Xers, welcome to Market Scope for May 2001. This month, we begin our Market Scope of Houston, Texas. Here, doing most of the work, are two of the South's most avid radio listeners, Dale Hamm and Gary Kettler.
Music. Hello, everyone. This is Dale Hamm.
And Gary Kettler.
From Texas. Actually, we're down in Galveston, just south of Houston, right?
That's where we are.
We thought we would put you all a Market Scope together of some of the stations around the Houston area.
There are a few of them that we can't hear due to distance reasons, but we'll tell you about them.
Okay.
Music. That's our middle name. K-I-L-T. Music. 610 in Houston.
Where we start, 610?
610 is K-I-L-T, which for a little brief bit of history on them, they for many years were the big top 40 station in town up until the early 80s, I think 80 or 81, and then they went country until sometime in, I think, 92 or 3 when they went all sports, and they are now calling themselves Sports Radio 610. They carry some local people, they carry one-on-one sports, and Jim Rome.
Sports Radio 610. Great moments in sports broadcasting history.
Back to throw Montana. Stepped up throws.
Moments in Sports Radio 610 broadcasting history.
I'm desensitized, you know? These things don't...
This is the problem with society.
...bother me as much
Too
anymore.
Many things have been desensitized.
Maybe so.
Mindless violence. Gratuitous sex.
All right, I'm all right with that one.
Nice job, guys.
Why fool around with anyone else?
Sports Radio 610. We don't make you smarter, but we do make you a better person. All sports. Time. Sports Radio 610. Set a button on your radio for non-stop sports talk. This is Sports Radio 610.
Final segment of the night, Sports Radio 610. Jeremy Foster, Matt Jackson. Don't worry, though. We're right back at you tomorrow night from 7.
You're listening to Houston's home for Texas football. Houston. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 610.
The biggest win of the year for the Terps. Hello, everyone. I'm Trey Bender, and here's what's happening. 16th-ranked Maryland of
KILT Houston.
Good morning. It's 4 o'clock. Welcome to the nation's longest-running outdoor show, the Bob Stevenson Outdoor Show, featuring up-to-the-minute information on hunting, fishing, camping.
6:50 is a daytimer, 250-watt KIKKAM. I don't think they've changed their call. They are business radio, 6:50.
I sure like it when they go off on Saturday night to hear WSL.
They cover some pretty good chunk of real estate from Austin, San Antonio on down, you know, I don't know, probably into Louisiana. And they were country. They were simulcasting with their FM on 95.7 for, 30-something years. And they, last year, they went to business.
They're managed by Infinity Broadcasing, right?
As is KILT, who's also owned by Infinity. Those two are owned by the same company.
There are thousands and thousands of businesses in the greater Houston metropolitan area. Now, each and every one of them has their own radio station. Houston's Business Radio 650. We take your business seriously, in a fun kind of way, of course. Take care of your business and hear your money grow right here on the only station that's all business, all day. You can't afford not to listen. Houston's Business Radio 650.
Alrighty then. 69 degrees, 747. I'm Darby Douglas with Business Radio 650 Traffic.
Helping make your American dream come true. All day, every day. Business Radio 650.
7:52 on Business Radio 650 with the latest home loan rates. Here's David Zagari with the eRealty.com. 7:55 on Business Radio 650, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. If you're making your way to the office, just a little while left to go. I'm Brent Clampton. Welcome you into Business Radio 650. Our phone line 7139-650-650. Will Rogers once said, I see a good deal of talk from Washington about lowering taxes. I hope they do get them lowered enough so people can afford to pay them. He passed on in 1935. CNN News is next. Hope you have a profitable day. Thanks for listening to us on Business Radio 650. I'm Brent Clampton.
All business, all day. Business Radio 650 AM. CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle. This is CNN Radio News. KIKK Pasadena.
Well, Gary, let's go on up to 700 there.
700 is KSEV, which that station came on the air in about 87. It was originally in a town outside of Houston called Tomball, where it's still licensed to, and they were MOR, well, adult contemporary, I guess you'd call it, for about a year and a half, and then they went to talk. And they were owned by Clear Channel, and I'm not sure who owns them now. They were one of the ones that Clear Channel spun off. They are, as I recall, 15,000 watts during the day, and I think either 1,000 or 2,500 at night. And we cannot hear them here at night.
Why did they come on so late today? Do they always come on in the middle of the day or something? Or
I suspect
problems?
That... somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I didn't hear them till about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I suspect that they're, you know, just another sample of people not caring about all the technical.
Maybe that's what it is. But we'll be right back. We have a special guest coming up here at the Diner of the Airwaves. And, of course, you can always email me at phil@dinershow.com. That's phil@dinershow.com, where we always care. Don't go away.
Talk News Radio 700, KSEV, Tomball, Houston, a Clear Channel company.
All right, well, here we are at 740, Gary, KTRH. I always get confused and call it KRTH.
Yeah.
I get confused.
KTRH is the big news station in town, 50 kilowatt, now owned by Clear Channel.
Yep.
Station came on the air, I think, in about 30.
Now, they had a ruling when they were sold that they had to keep that call sign because something to do with Texas.
It stands for Come to the Rice Hotel, which is where their original studios were. And KTRH actually started out in Austin, apparently, from what
I understand,
and they moved it to Houston. Somewhere around my house, I have a tape of their 60th anniversary. Broadcast, and they were talking about that, and they run Art Bell now, and they were owned by AM/FM, and Clear Channel now has absorbed them, of course. For years, they were owned by the people that owned the Houston Chronicle, the Jones family in Houston, and since about, I wasn't here when they originally were sold, sometime in the 90s, I think. Told to what was then Chancellor Media, and they, as I say, they run the consumer. What's his name? Tom Martino, the troubleshooter in the morning, and the rest of the day they're all news, except for it when they do Sports Beat at night, and they do Art Bell, and they are the voice of the Astros.
News Radio 740 KTRH. News. Weather. Traffic. Nobody covers them like News Radio 740 KTRH.
Coming up on KTRH.
I'm Tracy Evans at Johnson Space Center, where workers are preparing for a big retooling.
I'm Gail DeLauder. The fierce battle over an old man's vast estate is about to come to an end.
I'm Jettis Evans. Are Houston taxpayers getting as much from City Hall as they used to? The answer may surprise you.
I'm Kelly McLean on the Southwest Freeway inbound at Chimney Rock. An accident's been scooted off to the right shoulder. Damage is not worse.
Island 63 at Bush Intercontinental Airport, heading for a high today of 74. It's 7 o'clock.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now.
in-depth team coverage of the day's top local stories. News Radio 740 KTRH, Houston's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Down but not out. The head of Daimler Chrysler in Germany says while its Chrysler division in this country...
Moving on up to 790
K...
What is it?
KBME,
yeah.
Ever. And they've been doing that format since about 98.
Yep.
Before that, they were simulcasting with their FM at the time, which
yeah, I remember
was
that.
KKBQ, 93Q. They are owned by Clear Channel as well, 790 is. They were probably the last AM Top 40, they were the last AM Top 40 in Houston. They went Top 40 in 82. They were 79Q then, and they, when they
that
bought...
That was country then, wasn't it?
No, they went country, I think, in about 91,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And they... then they decided to make their 92.9 Top 40, and they started simulcasting it with 93Q. That station's had a few other sets of call letters. They were KULF in the 70s and early 80s, and they were essentially an AC personality type station. And before that, they were Demand Radio 79 KTHT, and they were... I don't know, I remember hearing them a little bit when I passed through here then, but and they were some sort of middle of the road, and I think way back in the 50s they might have been Top 40.
I'm Marty Ambrose, now back to Scott Arthur with more great music on 790 KBME.
Listening to Unforgettable 790 KBME Houston, a service of Clear Channel Communications.
Monday morning, and it's coming up on 8 o'clock.
Democrats and Republicans agreeing? I'm Deirdre Bryant. The nation's governor's meeting in Washington.
850 on the dial here in Houston, and it's a Spanish station. I don't know the call.
KEYH is their call.
That's it.
And they are, I think, 10 kilowatts. During the day, and I don't know what they run at night. When I lived in Houston in the 80s, they were not on at night, but they are now.
They are now?
Yeah. We don't really hear them here at night. We kind of hear them underneath KOA.
Is that Spanish religion, or what is it that I'm hearing?
No, it's Spanish, I guess.
Talk?
Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
Okay.
And they've been probably in Spanish language since the 70s.
Yep.
And
okay.
I think they were all news for a couple of years before when they first put it on the air in the early 70s.
Ranchera 850 AM, una estación del Dorado Communication, haciendo radio en español, de dueños hispanos para hispanos. La Ranchera 850 AM, la estación que toca puras buenas.
El Dorado Communications y esta estación de radio no se hacen responsable por los comentarios, sugerencias o recomendaciones de este programa.
80 is KJOJ and licensed to Conroe, which is about a half hour north of Houston.
Okay.
They simulcast with KPRC on 950, and we don't really hear them very well, so
yeah.
You can hear them, but they're not
as loud as 950
as the rest of the most loud of the other Houston stuff is. I think they're 10 during the day, and I don't know what they are at night. They're completely gone.
By your own private roller coaster.
Sensible.
I am my kid's mom.
Moral and in touch.
I don't know how else to make that clear.
Dr. Laura, mornings at 8.
Okay.
Talk Radio 950.
.747, sort of. Close enough. John time.
713-777-KPRZ-5.
972. 900 is a station that's just been moved in within the last couple of years. It is, I think, was originally someplace in Louisiana. And they are KREH, and they are Asian programming. And I don't know if they're on at night or not. I think from what a friend of mine in Houston has told me, they run a dead carrier at night. They've got Mexico City on 900 to worry about, which is a big signal. So it may be kind of futile for them to do any programming at night, but they're all Asian programming on the 900. And I think that they are 2,500 watts.
Hey, báo chí trong và ngoài nước loan tin hàng ngày. Thưa quý vị và các bạn, Công sản Việt Nam lúc nào cũng rất lớn tiếng hô hào, xưng tụng người phụ nữ. Thế nhưng, nhìn vào tình trạng của phụ nữ trong nước hiện nay, chúng ta thấy nó cũng chỉ là lời hứa cho có, như mọi lời hứa khác của họ. Xin trân trọng kính chào quý vị và các bạn.
This is KREH, 900 AM, Pecan Grove, Houston.
In 20, it's KYST, licensed to Texas City.
Yeah.
Their Spanish news talk. They, in the 80s, for probably about 6 months, were all Beatles. While they were waiting for the sale, to sell it, essentially, why they did that. And that was probably 84, 85, and then they went Spanish, and they've been various forms of Spanish music, and now they're doing Spanish news talk.
Alberto García se quedaría borrado, ganaríándose en la mesa, ganaríándose en la mesa, pero no, yo creo que es mejor que quede el 4-1.
Ahí para la polémica, ¿verdad?
Ok, señor.
Muy amable.
Perfecto, gracias, buenos días, vámonos al reporte vial. Y retornamos con la segunda hora de Penalty de la 690.
Hola, ¿qué tal? CDTEN Digital te mantiene informado sobre el reporte vial con Joel Santayo.
950, the big KPRC.
950 KPRC.
Simulcasting from
880.
Terrific signal.
KPRC is owned by Clear Channel. They are on Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, and they also carry the Houston Rockets games, and they've got a couple of local people on there. They have been around since, I don't know, 60s, since sometime late 20s, early 30s, too, I believe. They used to, years ago, were owned by the Houston Post. The Hobby family that owned the Houston Post owned them for many, many years. And there is a television station, Channel 2, that is still also has that call, KPRC television.
Talk Radio 950, KPRC.
6:53. I'm John Matthews. Talk Radio 950 KPRC. Just walked into the studio and sat down with me for a couple of minutes, my old buddy Matthew Thomas.
I demand to have some time on KPRC. They knocked me off on Friday. I demand to come back, and I'm taking time off your show.
Well, you can come visit every now and then. I don't want to make this a habit because you talk about dull stuff, so...
Well, of course I don't.
Good morning to you. I'm John Matthews, 6:57. Kind of short on time here, and I... let's see. Jason, can you do it in 30 seconds?
I'm sorry, how long, John?
Can you do it in 30 seconds?
I'll do the best I can.
Go for it.
I'm tired of hearing people criticize NASCAR for the safety. That was happening a lot when Little Petty got killed last year. If you want to criticize an auto sport for safety, then take a look at the people commuting. If you look at the number of accidents, number of deaths on the highway just every single day and compare that to the number of people who are killed in NASCAR every year, there still isn't a comparison. And that's only in one major city.
Your point's well taken. Thanks
a bunch, John. Have a good one.
Same to you, Jason. Your point's well taken. It's much more dangerous on the Southwest Freeway than it is in NASCAR. Here's traffic with Lisa Davis.
Speaking of the Southwest Freeway, I'm Lisa Davis, Talk Radio 950, KPRC.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, for the overturned 18-wheelers, there will be a flyover at 0800 hours. We're going to get some CBS Radio Network news, some local stuff, and come right back to you. Don't you dare go away. I'm John Matthews, Talk Radio 950 KPRC.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Talking about it.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio 950 KPRC, Houston.
KJOJ.
Conroe.
Saying sorry for the submarine accident.
Our nation's apology.
980 is KRTX and Rosenberg. They sometimes simulcast with their FM on 100.7, and they also do some other independent programming. I think some of it is Spanish Christian, and some of it is just regular programming. And they also carry the Houston Rockets in Spanish.
Oh, no, esta pregunta vale 3 puntos a quien la conteste en esta mañana. Díganos. Según la Biblia, no según Luis Aristeo, ni según Germán Castaño, que por aquí anda el pastor Germán Castaño, ni según usted, hermano. Vamos ahí. Según la Biblia, ¿qué animal tuvo en su vientre un hombre por 3 días y 3 noches?
¿Qué habrá más allá?
Ay, pastor, haga más difícil la pregunta. No, para que vea que estamos haciéndole caso a usted. ¿Qué animal, según la Biblia, tuvo en su vientre a un hombre por 3 días y 3 noches? Vamos a la respuesta rápido. Buenos días.
Sí, buenos días.
¿Sí? ¿Quién nos llama?
A
ver, Arminda, ¿quién fue?
Ay, me va a creer que ya se me olvidó, pero sí, me lo sé.
Ay, bueno, pues entonces recuérdalo, ¿eh, Arminda?
En un gran pez.
Ay, Arminda. A ver, repítelo otra vez.
En un gran pez.
Pues Arminda, a la primera, medio recordando y no le dice, hermano.
10, which is KLAT, and they have been Spanish language since the late 70s, and they are owned by Hispanic Broadcasting. They are Spanish language news and talk.
Yo creo que eso ya lo trae de nacimiento. Nadie lo puso a él. Simplemente fueron sus sentimientos. Y mil felicitaciones a este señor Marcos y nuevamente mis respetos para usted. Muchas gracias.
Gracias, señora, muy amable por habernos llamado. Hay líneas disponibles. Tenemos media hora más de programa. Si usted quiere participar en alguna forma diciendo lo que usted quiera decir sobre el tema que usted quiera, lo puede hacer llamando al 713-390-5528.
8:30, noticias 10:10, una mujer quien según un juez trató a su víctima con mucha crueldad, fue sentenciada a 60 años de prisión ayer. Angela Fay Roca, de 31 años de edad, tendrá que servir por lo menos 30 años en prisión antes de ser elegible para una libertad condicional. Roca junto con otro...
Well, we have a 1050 that will... Yeah. That right now it's testing. They were on today with just running a dead carrier, so I don't know much about what they're going to do with that 1050, and I have not heard them ID it yet. I had heard there were going to be some kind of Asian programming also, but okay. I don't know much about what they're going to do. 1070, we have KKHT, which is owned by Salem Broadcasting, which is a Christian talk.
English. Okay.
That station has had a lot of different formats on 1070.
Yep.
They came on, I think, in 66 or 7, and they were country up until the early 80s, and since then they've had half a dozen formats, everything from some kind of radio magazine format to black gospel to Z-Rock to various ethnic programming to simulcasting with their FM at the time, which was KRBE, so, and they also were classic rock for a while.
Hear our prayer. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Now, tomorrow, we'll continue this study in 1 Peter with part 1 of The Essentials of Christian Living. Tell a friend about the program and make plans to join us for our Wednesday broadcast of Truth for Life. Now, for Alistair Begg and the entire staff, I'm Larry Morrow. Thanks for joining us. This is a listener-funded program brought to you by Truth For Life, where the learning is for living.
70 to word, this is KKHT. I bet you knew that already. It's good morning to you. 9:03 is the time. And the weather forecast, dense fog advisory, cloudy conditions, high in the mid-70s, and a 40% chance of rain today, a 40% chance tonight, a 70% chance tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have weather for a little while here, so just get used to it, folks. On
our next frequency,
1110, yeah. KTEK in Alvin, Texas, which is right outside of Houston. They are also owned by Salem, and they are Christian also.
Mm-hmm. English or Spanish?
English, and I think they may run some ethnic programming on the weekends,
okay,
in the afternoons. They are a daytimer.
All right, our time is up for today, but I'll be back with you again tomorrow at this time. For the rest of this week, I'll be explaining more fully the outworking of redemption in those three areas, spiritual, physical, material. Tomorrow, I'll deal specifically with the spiritual benefits of redemption.
Keys to Successful Living is a listener-supported production of Derek Prince Ministries International, Box 19501, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Join us again tomorrow as Derek shares with you more keys to successful living.
Today with Derek Prince has been sponsored on KTEK by Derek Prince Ministries, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Music of praise and worship for Houston and Southeast Texas. This is 1110 AM, KTEK, Alvin, Houston.
The Family Altar Program is brought to you on KTEK by Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises.
Coming next is 1140, which is Black Gospel. KYOK, and the idea is Conroe, Houston, Galveston,
okay,
or something.
Okay.
Anyway, they took the old KYOK call, which for many years was on 1590, mm-hmm, and got that call when 1590 went to Radio Disney, and they, I don't know if they're on at night. If they are, we don't hear them.
He ought to do so in hope of sharing in the harvest. He's really talking about the minister. When the minister get in there, and the pastors and the preachers and the people working for the gospel get in there, they're plowing, they're working in there. He said they ought to share in the harvest that comes into the body of Christ. If we have sown spiritual seeds among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you as well?
It is on 1180 KGOL, which is
great signal.
Great signal, bad phone line.
Yeah.
but they are ethnic programming, and they've had kind of I think they came on the air in the early 80s, and they've had been several different things. They were Christian for many years.
English or Spanish?
English, okay. Christian. And maybe the last 4 or 5 or 6 years, they've been doing some ethnic stuff over there.
Rượu của Vajie, DSOP, hạ giá còn có 28.99. A1 Discount bảo đảm nếu chỗ nào rẻ hơn, chúng tôi sẽ hoàn tiền lại. A1 Discount trong khu thương xá Á Châu, điện thoại là 713-771-0001, 713-771-0001.
Và cũng còn được bảo trợ bởi Deluxe Travel, chuyên những dịch vụ về di trú và du lịch, hướng dẫn về các thủ tục cho thân nhân vào Mỹ theo
1230,
yeah.
Which for many years was KNUZ. They were,
yeah, remember that.
They were top 40 up until the 70s, and they were country for maybe about 10 or 12 years, and then they went oldies.
Yep.
They were a great oldie station.
Yeah, I loved
it. They used to play a lot of local Houston hits back, mm-hmm, in the day. And they were probably oldies for 7 or 8 years, and then they started playing around with news talk. For a brief period of time, they ran CNN headline news and some stuff like that, TalkNet. And then they moved when they were sold to SFX, them and their 102.9 sister station that we'll get to later. They moved the 102.9 format over to 1230, and they did that for, maybe a year. And then when SFX and Chancellor merged, of course, they had they had 790 and 1230 competing. So 1230 they threw into simulcast with Classic Rock 93.7. And they are one of the stations that Clear Channel also has had to spin off. And I don't know who owns them, but they are still simulcasting with the 93.7.
What's their format now on 1230?
Classic Rock.
classic rock.
That's right, classic rock. At home, work, by my pool, in my car, wherever I can get it.
Oh, yeah. Houston's only classic rock station.
Classic Rock 93.7, The Arrow.
Is KFCC.
There was something and about that station.
I know there was some license revocation thing that happened within a few years ago.
A guy named Freddie Lundgren was involved in that.
And
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. They're still on the air.
Yeah, they are.
They're running some ethnic Christian and some other stuff. I've heard, you know, some oldies on there. A lot of Spanish Christian stuff,
okay,
too. And I don't know if that's what they're running all the time or not. Their signal is not that great here.
No, it's not.
But I don't know, probably 100-something mile, you know, over 100 miles from here.
Yeah. Where are they located?
They're licensed to Bay City. Now, where their studios are,
yeah. They had moved up in Houston for a while.
Yeah, they had, and that's apparently what caused them to lose their license.
Señor. Usted se ha armado bien para la guerra en estos días. Usted está armado para...
20.
KXYZ, which is Radio Unica, and they have been Spanish since probably the early 80s. Before that, they were Christian for a few years, and they were top 40 for a couple of years, and they were beautiful music also for a long time back in the 60s. One time they were owned by ABC, but now they are owned by Radio Unica.
Bush se presenta esta noche ante el Congreso para exponer los detalles de su plan fiscal, mientras pide a los legisladores que se mantengan imparciales y no juzguen su plan bajo una visión partidista. Noticias Cadena Radio Única, les informó Viviana Roxa.
Noticias Radio Única.
KXYC.
Radio Unica.
Houston, Galveston.
Albany.
Houston.
Rosenberg.
Richmond.
Cobertura total.
AM.
Somos una cadena de verdad. Somos la única de su radio.
Única, única, única.
Cadena Radio Unica.
Radio Unica.
Todos se entretienen con Radio Unica. Una radio entretenida.
En Radio Única de Costa a Costa son las 11 de la mañana, hora del Este, 10 en el centro, 9 montaña, 8 Pacífico.
KXD is KWWJ in Baytown, which is a suburb of Houston. They are black gospel.
Okay.
And their signal's all right in Houston. They cater to Houston.
Okay.
They do show up in the book there.
Right now it's 66 degrees. Make sure you have the word power you need to make your best impression. Call Verbal Advantage now, 1-800-214-WORD. Verbal Advantage, 1-800-214-WORD. Be sure to visit us on our website. It's kwwj.com. I'm Lisa Manavelli on Gospel 1360.
Number one, Gospel 1360. KWWJ, Baytown, Houston, Galveston.
You're now in tune to the Greater St. Matthew's Baptist Church, located at 7701 Jutland Street in the city of Houston, Texas.
All the KCOH, which is a black station, and they have been around since the early 50s or late 40s.
Yeah. Yep.
For many years, they were a daytimer. And an ironic story about them was, and I've heard this story from several different sources, but back in the days when they were a daytimer, people would still mark them down in the book at night. So they would show up in the book when they weren't even on the air. But they do a lot of old R&B, and they've got a couple of talk shows and stuff like that on there.
Great.
People who have worked there have been there for years.
If something were to happen to me, you know, I have nothing to do with how my wife would feel about that if she goes and marries I hooks up with a younger man, I can't control that because I'm dead, okay?
Yeah.
And if she were to pass on, I can truthfully say what I wouldn't do because I respect younger people. Mm. I respect young females. But at the same time, there's nothing that a young female could do for me.
This is 1480.
80, yeah.
KLVL.
KLVL?
KLVL.
KLVL, okay.
They are licensed to Pasadena, which is on the southeast side of Houston.
Yeah. Good signal down here.
And they have been Spanish since the 50s. They used to be owned by a guy who owned a funeral home.
Hmm.
And I don't know when they went Spanish Christian, sometime in the late 90s. But they, I think, are a kilowatt day and 500 night, if memory serves.
Claro que existe una esperanza para el mundo hoy, y esa fue la participación musical de Edgar Lira, quien nos cantaba esta hermosa melodía. 17 minutos son los que pasan de las 10 de la mañana y continuamos con más música, pero a esta hora queremos felicitar a cada uno de los cumpleañeros del día de hoy, martes 27 de febrero. Mañana es el último día del mes, ¿verdad que sí? ¿O todavía faltan más? Bueno.
We got
1520 KYND in Cypress, Texas, which is on the northwest side of Houston. I don't know what they are because I really can't hear them very well, but I think that they are kind of a mixture. I think they do some Spanish Christian and some other programming.
So 1560
is KILE and licensed to Bel Air, and they are Spanish and ethnic Christian. And here again, you can hear them well enough to know that they're on the air, but they're,
yeah.
We've got a local 1540, which kind of gives them a little bit of a problem.
Yep.
Which for many years was KYOK. They were a soul station for, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 years. And then they were black gospel for maybe about 10 years. And they've been Disney, Radio Disney now probably for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
And we hear them here in the day somewhat. At night they're in there, but there's a bunch of, you can tell they're in there.
Enjoyed this here on the DX Audio Service. Dale Hamm,
Gary Kepler,
and here recording to you from Texas and 73s.
73.
Great job again, guys. Next month, we'll be here to begin our trek up Houston's frequency-modulated side of things. Phil Wayne is my name, and the pursuit of good radio is definitely my game. Now, thanks to Alexander Graham Bell, here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling on Tuesday evening, April the 10th, with a couple of format changes in the state of Minnesota. First of all, in the St. Cloud area, WVHR 660 in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, which was running the Radio Disney format for the past several years, has now changed their format. They are now running the Fox Sports Network as of a few weeks ago, and they're calling themselves The Bear. And in the Twin Cities, WWTC on 1280 in Minneapolis, which was running parallel with KKMS 980, also out of the Twin Cities, they're now running separate programming. They're now calling themselves The Patriot. And one can guess what that is. Right-wing talk, I guess. And now the simulcasting is now on KYCR 1570, as it was a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what they're doing now. And to kind of answer Wayne Ryan's question about the Michigan station that he picked up, WMKT is in Charlevoix, Michigan. I guess that's in the Traverse City area, and that's in the Lower Peninsula. And made me think of radio in the Upper Peninsula, which is quite interesting. That is all for now.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. The Washington area has a major shakeup on the AM band. 570 WWRC has moved up the dial to 1260, replacing WGAY, the music of your life station, is gone. 1260 is now what WWRC 570 used to be. At 570 is a new station, WTNT. They are Dynamite Talk. They carry Phil Harris, and at night, they carry the Mike Savage Show.
Hello, DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, the switch that's been coming with 1050 Chum and these other stations that are going all sports has been delayed until May 7th because they brought some of their former disc jockeys back for kind of a reunion and some old air clips and the like. The night that KRLD and WTIC were going to do their switch for the club, I think the reason it didn't happen was because there was an awful snowstorm warning in the New England states, and WTIC decided that they were needed to stay on the air. I tried to listen that night, but a couple of other nights I did actually pick up KRLD, and very well. Also, I want to give credit to my friend Bruce Hall. I'm boarding in his house now, and he's the one that steered me into this radio club. He's coined a new phrase for radio today. Rather than broadcasting, it's narrow casting, because a lot of the audiences are being ignored unjustifiably by some narrow-mindedness of program directors and how they're directing their radio station format. And I really think that is very good. So I give Bruce all that credit.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you're a DX Audio Service member and wish to muse, make a comment, tell us about something that's going on in your neighborhood, or perhaps you have a buy, sell, or trade item that you'd like to mention, just give us a call on the Action Line. The telephone number is 419-224-1609, and that's 24 hours a day to DX Audio Service members only. Now, I told you on our last edition that I'd have After Dark number 11 out, and it is. You need to order that from the Publication Center. I'll give you the address at the end of this spiel. But what's on the tapes, you might ask? Well, to start off the tapes, we have an interview that I conducted with Dr. James C. Faust, who wrote a wonderful book called Battle of the Clear Channels. And I had a chance to sit down and talk with him in his office about the book. If you are interested in reading this book, it is a fantastic read. It's one of those ones that you can't put down once you start reading it. And take it from me, a person who gets very bored with some of the writings of some authors, this is one which won't leave you bored. It's got a lot of great information. Ken Honestchuk has an article titled Cable for Your Car. I wind up side one of tape number one with some jingles from my collection. Then we have a piece from All Things Considered called Border Blasters, about the stations which are on the border of Mexico and the United States. Then we have another report from Ken Honestchuk titled Adventures in Broadcasting, that is Minor League Tales of Woe from the announcer's side. John Bowker has a Fred Barbash article titled Insomnia. Are you one of those people that go to bed with your radio, and as you're laying there, you just listen to the radio? Come on, admit it. Yeah, I kind of thought so. Well, that article's for you guys. Also, a air band scan. Now, if you remember, about a year and a half ago, we had Paul Smith do a band scan of Southern Florida, and we did part one, and then I had a computer crash here at the studio and lost the hard drive.
Well, for some reason, I put the hard drive in a plastic bag and just stuck it up on a shelf rather than throwing it away. When I was talking to a company several months ago that deals in data restoration, I just had a hunch. I sent the drive in, and they were able to get the second part of that off the hard drive for me. So what you'll have here is parts 1 and 2 of the air band scan that Paul Smith did while flying about 3,000 feet above Florida around his QTH, which is in Bradenton, Florida. We also have an article about internet giving a bigger voice to a Denver radio station. Franchise information from Ken Onischuk, an article called Black Radio Telling It Like It Was. And I believe that's from one of the NPR services. Also, a news article out of the Washington Post about talk radio. And an article from, I think this is KGFX, A Way of Life in South Dakota. Kind of an interesting thing. And then I'll have a market scope of some stations that I can hear up in Lapeer, Michigan. Lapeer County, Michigan, which at the present time does not have any local radio station on the AM band. The 1530 is off the air. So this will give you an idea of what's to be had on the AM band up in Lapeer, Michigan. Now, if you'd like to pick up the two tapes, which are C90 tapes, two C90 tapes in a clear case, they are $5 to U.S. addressees. If you're in Canada, or Europe, or somewhere else other than the United States, please write to the Publication Center for pricing and details. You order that from the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA. If you are sighted or have somebody who can read for you, if you want, just include a note in there and ask Ken to send you the latest National Radio Club catalog, which has information on a lot of different things that you can build or modify. They'll help you in your AM radio pursuits, and even to some extent some of the shortwave stuff as well, some of the tropical band. They have loop antenna articles, long wire articles, tuners, etc. A lot of neat information. So just ask for a free catalog when you place your order for After Dark number 11. Ken Chatterton passed along word that the AM radio log is completely sold out. Ken says that they're not going to print another one until the new edition comes out at the Pittsburgh convention. So kind of keep that in mind. You can order your new log at the Pittsburgh convention. In fact, Ken usually brings a bunch of copies with him, and you can just pay him for it right at the convention and be one of the first to get your AM log. And speaking of the convention, are you saving up your money? The convention is going to be in Pittsburgh over Labor Day weekend. That's the first weekend in September. And hopefully on a future edition, we can con John into some details about what hotel it's going to be at and some of the other information about the National Radio Club Convention. If you've been to one in the past, you know it's a great convention to go to. A lot of friendship and fellowship. And get to talk about what's really on our mind, which is radio. And I think John puts on a good show. At least he did the last time he had a convention in Pittsburgh. So you might want to think about saving up those pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars. As I think that reverend on the radio said, your small change, your fives, tens, fifties, and 100s. I wish I had that kind of small change. But save up your small change and put it aside for the National Radio Club Convention. Oh, and don't forget about the auction that we have on Saturday night, which if you have any contributions for that, you'd like to donate something, we'll surely take them. The money from the convention goes to offset all the little hidden things, expenses and stuff that is not normally passed on to members in the subscription. So any money we bring in, that just helps the club. Didn't have time on side one to talk about this, but this was the DX Audio Service for May 2001, issue number 194. And I'm Fred Vobey. The spelling of the last name is V-O-B-B-E. That's Victor Oscar Bravo Bravo Echo. And I am the publisher of the DX Audio Service. And the address here is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45805. you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25 to members in Canada. The subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. And those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned. With that, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember to get out there and support radio.
66 WMB.